My illumination is reflected in my creation. My illumination is reflected in my creation. How well am I illumined from within myself? How well do I live the spiritual qualities that I say are what I really want to live? How well do I follow the truth about myself? How well do I follow the allness, the wisdom, the isness, the totality of who I am? How do I follow that? How well do I follow that? It's a good question, isn't it? How well I follow it is known by the type of life that I'm living. When I allow myself to be affected by the creation about me, which is my inner reflection, then I am not in control. But when I look at my creation, and I call it good and very good, always, 100% of the time, when I call my creation good and very good, what's going to happen to me? What's going to take place in my life? Am I going to be a happy, fulfilled person? Am I going to be someone who likes himself? My illumination is reflected in my creation. So, I take care of my inner self. I take care of my inner being. And as I take care of my inner being, I am always aware of what sort of thinking I'm doing. And when I'm aware of what kind of thinking I'm doing, then my outer is a reflection of what I'm aware of inside of myself. Yes, that's true. That's very true. You look at a lot of beautiful people and you see little problems they have in their life, little hang-ups. And those little hang-ups disappear when those people no longer empower those hang-ups. Because those people created those hang-ups. You and I, we create the hang-ups we have in our life. We give them attention, and then they think they have a right to live. They think they have a right to exist. They think they have a right to express themselves in my world and your world. Yes, we do this. We're the ones who make the choice of allowing things to affect us or not affect us. Now, when you go to the market or into town, do you immediately have the perfect parking place exactly where you want it? Or do you say, well, I like to walk a little bit. Well, you can walk after you park. But you have the perfect parking place right where you want it, right where you're going to come out of the stores when you're done with your shopping time. Well, that's not important. Oh, everything is important. Little and big, everything is important. Are you going to say that whatever you do, it is thoughtful and thought about before you did it? So, are the clerks going to be nice to you? Are they going to be friendly to you when you go in the store? Are they going to do everything that you want to have done? Are they going to be fantastic to you in every way? Well, if they are, then you're in charge. You, by your illumination, see that reflected back to you from your creation. Because everybody in your world is your creation. Everybody in your world is something or somebody that you have put there by your thought. So, I say my illumination is reflected in my creation. And so, therefore, I am in charge. Now, what is my creation going to be? Is my creation going to always be loving, gentle, kind? Is my creation always going to be sincere? Is my creation always going to reflect my personal integrity, my personal joy in myself, my personal response to my world that I created? And the answer is yes. Now, whenever it does not come out quite the way we think it should, we don't look outwardly at the event and say, oh, that's terrible. We look inwardly at our thought system and we say, where have I been thinking thoughts that are not beneficial to my choices for myself in life? Where have I been thinking thoughts that are pushing me down, that are taking away the happiness that I would for myself? What are the thoughts that I'm thinking? And so, hey, if I wonder what thoughts I'm thinking that are not beneficial, I'm giving power to those thoughts. I'm sort of doing it again. Play it again, Sam. And when I do it again, then the same melody comes out. The same instance comes out. The same ill effect comes out. But rather than that, I say to myself, I am always master of my thought. I am always master of everything that goes on inside of me. So, to be always master of everything that goes on inside of me, I am always creating every experience, every thought, every activity in my life, new every moment of my life. New every single moment of my life. And as I'm creating these new every single moment of my life, what am I doing? I'm coming up with beautiful new thoughts. I'm coming up with beautiful new concepts about myself. I do not go back and try to figure out where I made a mistake. Because if I go back and try to figure out where I made a mistake, then I'm going to keep making mistakes. Well, if you have made mistakes, people will never forgive you. Well, there's not a matter of people forgiving you or not forgiving you. It's a matter of you having your attention on either the mistakes or on your highest and best. When you put your thoughts on your highest and best at all times, you have only those highest and best thoughts coming through your life and your experience. You have only those thoughts which are beautiful and lovely. Now, when you hit the wrong note on a piano, you have struck a sour note, and if you say, let's see, what did I do? No, no, no. What is the right note to play? What is the right note I want to play? What is the note I want to hear? And so then you play the note you want to hear. Ah, so, that's the note I want to hear. And then my attention is on that note that I want to hear, and I am having that experience that I want to experience. Now, are you like that? Do you want to experience everything that is good and beautiful and wonderful and fantastic? Do you want to experience everything that is lovely? Are you ready to be that experience in everything you do? You can, you know. You can. It's just a matter of where you put your attention, where you put your thought. So if your creation is shining forth to you something that is not what you want, then you take your attention from that creation and put it on what it is you want to experience. You put your thought on what you want to live and be. Now, are you a loving, unconditionally loving person that just reaches out to everybody and says, I love you, I love you, I love you, you're fantastic. And you want to bring beauty and good and lovely experiences into your world about every experience that happens. Yes. Into your world about every experience that happens. It has nothing to do with the outer. It has nothing to do with what other people think. It has nothing to do with what goes on in the world. It has nothing to do with anything at all except you. Except you. Now, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you delight in doing? What is it that you have placed your attention on? Now, I don't care. I don't care. I do not care where you have your attention. I do not care where you have your thought. I do not care what goes on in the outer. I only care about what goes on in my inner thinking system. And when my inner thinking system is 100% clear and beautiful and wonderful and fantastic, I can be sure my outer will be exactly what I choose to have it be. Now, am I ready for this? Am I ready for such an experience? Am I ready for such an understanding? Am I ready for such magic to go on in my life? And I say to you, what I say to me, Yes, my illumination is reflected in my creation, and my inner illumination is fantastic, and it will always be what is reflected in my creation, and only be what is reflected in my creation. That's all that it is. And that's kind of nice, isn't it? Kind of wonderful. Kind of fantastic. Kind of glorious. Enjoy that with me in your life, for that is how I enjoy it in my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.